This recording, South Africa 34, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily in an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress, a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. I was born in Cape Town in the suburb of Crawford, and I lived there for about 5 years. Then I moved to Athlone. My hobbies as a child were cycling. That's the only thing I was good at school, but I love cycling and hiking. 3 children. I'm the middle child, an older sister and a younger brother. My father was a bus driver. My mother was a dressmaker. Okay, family history. My mother came from George. We got a bit of mixed blood, German mixed with coloured. Father's side is British mixed with coloured. So mixed race. Well, woodwork, biology and especially geography. I can't say, I mean, at school we did Latin, but I don't think Latin has any influence in my speaking. I think it's just as you brought up. I can speak Afrikaans, but English was home language. Kwai is nice, but that is more of a slang as friends, of course. Okay. I can't think of anything else.